19 global humanitarian organizations, including 12 United Nations agencies, today urge Sudan's warring parties to stop blocking food aid from reaching millions of people suffering from acute hunger. Jens Laerke is spokesperson for the Office for Coordination for Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA. He says heads of these agencies fear many of the 18 million acutely hungry people, including 3.6 million children, will die if the blocked relief pipeline isn't opened.
If they continue to be prevented from providing aid in Sudan rapidly and at scale, a famine will likely take hold in large parts of the country. More people will flee to neighboring countries. Children will succumb to disease and malnutrition. And women and girls will face even greater suffering and dangers.
Laerke notes acutely malnourished children are 10 to 11 times more likely to die than other children. Sudan, which is in its second year of conflict, is home to the largest number of internally displaced people in the world, nearly 10 million people who have been uprooted from their homes. Laerke says a further 2 million people have fled for safety to neighboring countries as refugees.
Attacks against civilians, including sexual violence, are multiplying, and hospitals and schools are also coming under attack. At the same time, aid workers face systematic obstructions and deliberate denials of access by parties to the conflict. Movements across conflict lines to parts of Khartoum, Darfur, Al Jazeera, and Kordofan have been cut off since mid-December.
This, he warns, would unleash catastrophic humanitarian consequences both in the city and across Darfur. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.